Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
The Oaks football team defeats Sargent County and advances to the playoffs. It was a brisk night in Milner, but Oaks' offense was red hot. Led by senior running back David Schmitz, who had 5 total touchdowns and 200 rushing yards, leading the Tornadoes to a 40-20 win over Sargent County in a win-or-go-home game. With their starting quarterback Xavier Vossler sidelined with a knee injury suffered last week, they were led by a duo of sophomore quarterbacks, Blaise Sindoni and Trey Skoglund. Oaks knew it was going to be their night almost immediately with a blocked punt by senior lineman Cody Harris, which was returned by sophomore Mario Garza to the 5-yard line, where Schmitz got his first score of the day. The Oaks defense got a stop, and Schmitz scored again on the second possession of the game. And on the third drive of the game for the Bulldogs, Oaks' Blaise Sindoni got an interception to set up Schmitz's third score. Sargent County got a last-second 28-yard touchdown from their senior quarterback Avery McFarland to his senior wide receiver Logan Decker as time expired to make it 21-6 at the half. The Tornadoes wasted no time out of the break and scored on a juggling catch from junior wide receiver Joey Heim from Blaise Sindoni from 23 yards out to make it 27-6. And then tragedy struck for Sargent County as McFarland left the game with an injury on the next possession, which stalled at the 25-yard line. On the very next drive on the first play, David Schmitz got his 4th touchdown of the day with a 75-yard run to grow their lead to 34-6. Dolny would get another interception, and Schmitz got his 5th touchdown with a 43-yard screen pass up the far sideline to put the game away. Dolny was 2-for-2 with 2 touchdowns in the second half, as the 2 sophomores did a spectacular job running the offense while their starting quarterback rested. The Tornadoes will face Langdon Area on Saturday at 2 o'clock after locking the 3 seed in Region 1. Pre-game will be at 1:30. You can catch it right here on 1220-95.9, the Tornado, myself on the call. Taking a look at other action around the gridiron this past Friday, Central Cass defeated Oak Grove 56-21. Linton HMB picked up their first win of the season in a 34-28 win over Ellendale Edgley Cullum. And Lisbon lost at home against Kindred 33-8. Taking a look at action in the 9B football state playoffs, Enderlin Maple Valley fell to Mayport CG 20-18, and they'll take on Lemoore next week at 1 o'clock from Lemoore on Saturday. Grant County Flasher defeated South Border 32-14. They'll take on Hettinger Scranton. North Prairie defeated New Rockford Cheyenne 40-14. They'll take on Botineau. St. John won at 4 wins, 20-6. They'll take on Nelson County. A very high-scoring game between Mott Regent New England and Napoleon GS, as Mott Regent New England won 66-42. They'll take on New Salem Almont. Lewis and Clark won their matchup. They'll play against Divide County. Winemere Lidgerwood defeated Finley Sharon Hope Page by a final score of 26-18. They'll play Cavalier. And Ray Powers Lake defeated Mohall Lansford Sherwood 44-14, and they'll play Surrey. The Minnesota Vikings survive in overtime on the road against Carolina. Final score 34-28. With just 42 seconds left in regulation, Robbie Anderson hauled in a 7-yard pass from Sam Darnold, and a Tommy Tremble reception made it a tied game at 28. With 5 minutes and 48 seconds left in overtime, KJ Osborne hauled in a 27-yard touchdown pass from Kirk Cousins to win the game. The Vikings will be on Sunday Night Football coming up on Halloween. After a bye this week, they'll take on the Cowboys at 7:20 on NBC. The Vikings are now 3-3 and second in the NFC North. The Minnesota Wild go to the West Coast and come back unscathed as they defeat the Anaheim Ducks 2-1 on Friday and the Los Angeles Kings 3-2 on Saturday. 5 different players scored all 5 goals over the weekend for the Wild. They're the only team in the Central Division to go 2-0 in their first 2 games as they have 4 points and are in first place in the Central. The Wild will make their home debut coming up on Tuesday as they'll host the Winnipeg Jets at 7 o'clock. North Dakota State football remains undefeated as they go into Normal, Illinois and knock off the Redbirds from Illinois State 20-0. Quincy Patterson was 13-for-22 with 124 yards, 1 touchdown, and 2 interceptions. He also had 18 carries for 100 net yards and 5.6 yards per run. The Bison are back in Fargo this weekend at 2:30 against Missouri State. And as for UND, the Fighting Hawks lost a tough one in Carbondale to number 4 Southern Illinois. Final score was 31-28. Tommy Schuster was 31-for-48 with 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, and 267 passing yards. And Isaiah Smith had a nice day on the ground with 17 carries for 111 yards and a touchdown. UND looked to bounce back coming up this Saturday with a homecoming matchup against Western Illinois. Kickoff for that matchup starts at 2 o'clock. This has been a look at your sports. I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.